Hello and welcome to the Writers and Illustrators of the Future podcast. This is John Goodwin, your host. Today's guest is Writers of the Future winner, John Haas. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
So congratulations on being a winner.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited about all of this.
Yeah, it's exciting also when we get winners from our friends up north in Canada.
Yeah, I'm here to represent Canada.
There you go. So how did you first find out about the contest?
Actually, I was doing a writing course probably 10 years ago, something mm-hmm. like that. And the teacher at the time, she told the class about Writers of the Future.
That's great. Yeah. So how many times have you entered?
10 in all, with the 10th one being my win here. I got 2 honorable mentions and 1 silver honorable mention in that time.
Good. Well, nobody can see right now, but I don't see your Green Lantern or your...
No. Went with the button-down shirt instead this time.
Okay, good. So are you mostly a science fiction dude as compared to fantasy or...
I do science fiction, fantasy, and horror. I did, the book that I have that's out there is humorous fantasy. Mm-hmm. This win in Writers of the Future is horror. But I'm all over the place. I even do a couple of mysteries here and there.
Wow. Okay, good. So, now how does becoming a professional writer fit in with your lifeline?
Oh, that's the big goal right now, to be a full-time writer. I'd love to be rich and famous. Like, who wouldn't be, yeah. right? But that's a later goal.
Right.
Right now, the next goal in line is full-time writer. To replace my income that I get at work with what I get from writing. And be able to sustain myself and my kids and not have our lifestyle change.
Right.
But yeah, I want to just be able to sit at home and write all day.
Wow. Well, that's like definitely, this is a place to go because you're going to find a lot of the judges that will be here teaching the workshops throughout the week that can definitely help address those questions. What, you know, how to do that, how to go about it, what the pitfalls and then the whole thing and what to watch for so that you can succeed with that.
Yeah, that's some information that I'm definitely looking for this week.
It's rarely taught. You know, you can get writing courses, you got to write, but the business of writing is a whole different critter.
It's true. I think I have a lot of the information on how to write. But the business side and the marketing side and how to get myself out there... it's something that I don't necessarily know about.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what these will definitely help with. So, any particular major influences for you that's inspired you?
Ooh. Well, this particular story in Writers of the Future is a Lovecraft inspired story. While I'm not exactly a fan of his writing style, I love the whole mythology behind his work. There's him, there's, Stephen King, who I always, like quite a bit. Robert Heinlein, was, an older writer who influenced me earlier in my writing career. Mm-hmm. L. Ron Hubbard, of course, same kind of era as Heinlein. Mm-hmm. So his stuff was there at the same time. Isaac Asimov, David Eddings.
Good. So any sidetracks, anything that's like taking you, like when did you decide you wanted to be a writer?
When I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I've been writing since I was a kid. But honestly, it was... when I had kids of my own that I decided I was going to be serious and professional about it. That's when I started to take writing courses to learn how to do it correctly. Mm-hmm. And when I started to submit stories to publishers and when I joined a critiquing group to get feedback on my stories before sending them out to the publishers so that I wasn't wasting editor's time, so it was as polished as could be when I sent it out to them. So yeah, when I had my two sons, that's when I decided to be more serious about it, because I wanted them to be able to go to school and say, instead of saying, oh, my dad works in an office, they go to school and they say, my dad's a writer.
Cool. So what are you looking forward to this coming week?
Well, like we said earlier, the learning about the business side of writing is definitely a big thing. Also meeting these writers who I've been reading for years. Mm-hmm. So far, David Farland and Tim Powers, Orson Scott Card, just meeting them and being in the same room as them is so surreal.
Yeah.
But actually sitting there and getting teaching from them about how they do things, the pitfalls that they've gone through, and what they think is just invaluable.
That's great. Have you met Rob Sawyer before?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, we're both from Ottawa. So yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a conference there called CanCon, which is every year in October, and it's for Canadian content in this kind of genre fiction, so fantasy, sci-fi, horror, mystery, and Rob is usually there. So I've met him a couple of times. I don't know if he would remember me, but I remember him.
Well, he'll definitely remember you now when he is as a guest instructor. So what can we look forward to seeing from you next?
Ooh, well, I've got my first novel that is out there that was published 2 years ago. That's The Reluctant Barbarian. Mm-hmm. And the sequel to it, The Wayward Spider, is coming out this year, both from Renaissance Press. They are a Ottawa-based publisher. Very, very good at working with new writers. And
that's great.
Yeah, that's good. So that will be my next big thing that's coming out. And other than that, I'm working on the next book. So
that's good.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get your face out in front of a bunch more people in print and on TV over the next couple weeks too.
That would be great. That would be great. I do have a couple of signings coming up at bookstores in Ottawa that were set up by Writers of the Future. So... that's another.
We're looking forward to a launch of a very, very successful career.
Well, you know what? When I am a full-time writer and rich and famous, I will definitely have Writers of the Future to thank for getting me started on that.
Well, great. So best of luck to you on this thing, John. And again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our next installment of the Writers of the Future podcast. Subscribe to the Writers of the Future podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Writers and Illustrators of the Future are contests created by L. Ron Hubbard to provide a means for the aspiring writer and artist to be seen and acknowledged. It is free to enter and open to new and amateur short story writers and artists of science fiction or fantasy.